This is Dark Matter News. I'm Joshua Stark. Our solar system just got an unexpected visitor, 3I/Atlas. But before excitement leads to alien spacecraft, the evidence tells a different story. Discovered as the third known interstellar object, 3I/Atlas exhibits clear coma and tail features, classic signs of a comet rather than a spaceship. Those features arise because as it nears the sun, frozen gases and dust sublime and stream outward, producing the glowing halo and trailing dust tail that would be absent on an artificial object. Its motion also fits. Rather than maneuvering or accelerating under its own power, 3I/Atlas follows a simple gravitational trajectory. No course corrections, no hint of thrust. If it were an engineered probe, we'd expect a clean, controlled shape and likely orbital deviations from pure gravity, neither of which are seen. Spectroscopic studies further reveal molecules known from solar system comets, indicating volatile chemistry consistent with natural origins. While there are minor deviations reflecting the different environment in its parent star system, they don't demand exotic explanations. So 3I/Atlas appears to be a natural comet from another star, not an alien craft. It offers scientists a rare opportunity to peer into the chemistry of distant systems and test theories about planet formation. Catch up with us at darkmatternews.com. Scientists have turned a kitchen headache into an award-winning experiment. They've solved the physics behind making the perfect cacio e pepe pasta sauce, and for that, they got awarded the Ig Nobel Prize. A team led by physicist Fabrizio Almeida studied why attempts to mix pecorino cheese, pepper, pasta water, and starch often lead to a lumpy mess instead of a creamy sauce. They found the key is a precise amount of starch, about 2-3% of the cheese's mass, premixed into water to form a gel. Then gently combining that gel with cheese at low temperature helps the starch bind with proteins and stop them clumping when heated above 65°C. The result? A smooth, stable emulsion. This is Dark Matter News. A British military satellite launched more than 50 years ago has mysteriously changed its orbit, and no one knows who moved it or how. Skynet 1A, launched in 1969 as the United Kingdom's first military communications satellite, failed after only 18 months and was left drifting above Africa at roughly 40 degrees east. For decades, it was assumed inert and harmless, but recent orbital tracking has placed it near 105 degrees west, thousands of miles from where it should be. Experts say natural forces like gravity or solar radiation pressure couldn't have caused such a shift. The only explanation could be active maneuvers, meaning the long-dead satellite somehow fired its thrusters or was moved by an external source. Records from the time are patchy, and some historians note that control of the Skynet network briefly passed between British and American operators during maintenance cycles, leaving open a small window when the movement could have occurred. Whatever happened, the satellite's new position puts it in a crowded section of geostationary orbit, where it's being closely tracked to prevent collisions. Under international law, the UK still bears responsibility for it, making Skynet 1A's unexplained journey not just a mystery, but a potential legal and safety concern in the increasingly congested skies above Earth. That's it for Dark Matter News. Catch up with us on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark.